Hey, bros. Well, we got together and listened to some Celine Dion and some beers.
And some beers. You were great up until there. That was good.
Celine Dion and some beers.
Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 50, Big 5-0, midlife crisis. We got to buy a Corvette. Yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah. No.
No.
No? Why not? What do you want to buy? We got to buy something.
I'll buy a motorcycle.
Okay, that's fine. No, we just can't. Listen, motorcycles are cool. That's what young kids are driving. Riding. So we gotta get it so we're not old. We can't be old.
What?
Midlife crisis means we gotta get something cool and edgy that 20-year-olds be like, shit, that man
so
is
an
awesome.
iPad or a Nook?
We'll tape iPads on the
iPad.
Outside of it.
Take an iPad or a Nook. Make me feel young again.
Okay.
Yeah, a Starbucks or a Panera.
Then you gotta go up to one of the youngins and be like, how do you switch the page? I keep flipping it over, but it's just the back.
That'd be a nice feature in the iPad app, or reading app. Turn the thing over and it flips the page.
It has two screens and you flip it over and you're like, oh, that's a nice page. Yeah,
keep flipping your iPad over.
I was gonna say, oh shit, what page is this eye on?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I think it was back a few more pages. And then you drop it and have to buy a new one. That's how you keep sales going.
Yeah, you're mad. You're reading the book and you're mad. You just start slamming it down. God damn!
So sick of this. Bullshit. Fuck this.
Every time I read a book, I get fingerprints on the screen on the back. This is stupid. Who invented this? Was it you?
You, Steve Jobs.
Fucking in his grave.
Screaming at his grave. You know.
You know.
He's doomed us all.
So how are you guys? Huh? How was your last week? This last week.
It was just peaches and cream.
Was it?
What'd you do?
I ate a lot of peaches and cream.
Oh.
That's true. He texts me like every day of like different pictures of him eating it. He's always smiling, a thumbs up. He had a great week.
Good,
Terry had a great week.
I've just been drawing.
I have 14 pictures of Terry eating peaches and cream now, but he had a great week. I didn't.
Worth it.
I had to sit through his
it's
happiness.
All over his mouth.
Hey, guys! Man,
you don't
this
eat
is really
very
good.
Well.
That's why I don't go out to public a lot.
People seem to have a problem with me eating.
I spent a lot of this week just laying down in misery. Waiting.
Eating like peaches and cream and crying.
Yep.
Like I wish I could go out.
Why can't I eat right?
Why don't my friends want to hang out with me?
Why don't they invite me to dinner?
I like to eat.
But other than that, my week.
Other than that, I had a great week. Back to you, Tom.
Oh, Diana.
That's nice, Terry. Yeah. We'll teach you one day.
Yeah. Other big news in the Team Mongoose front. Not only did we switch to our newest map and have brought in 40 new players as of right now. The third wave will actually be sent out after this, so up to 60 new people from Mongoose Country and a new map. We also have two beautiful, brand new just decked out servers. Just, I mean, spinners. We got some dubs in the back. I don't know what that means.
Hydraulics.
Read it on the internet.
There. Came packaged with it. Yeah. So they're there.
I don't know what they are, but that's what the packaging says.
And they said to say it like that with some gang signs up. I'm just waving because I don't know gang signs.
Learn. You learn.
I just cross my fingers awkwardly and throw them up.
I usually just give people hearty handshakes when I meet them.
Yeah, we got two new Battlefield 3 servers for the Xbox 360. One on the West Coast and one down south. I think it's hosted in Texas, probably. More than likely. And,
Texas.
It's been wonderful. It's pretty awesome playing with fans and stuff, even though I've been finding a lot that people are chasing me more than often than shooting me.
They were... Oh, my God. They were insane yesterday.
Terry, did
you... started knifing everyone.
Terry, were you recording that one match where I just flipped out at the end?
Yep.
Oh, I'm not, I'm. Are you going to put that one up?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Because I was cursing and shit. Like, at near the end of one match, I was trying to take a point back. And I killed a bunch of people, and they were shooting at me. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to die pretty soon. Oh, well. And then all the bullets stopped, and I'm running away because I know they're behind me. And I turn around, and there's six people fucking chasing me, all trying to knife me. And as soon as I turned around, I was only able to shoot one of them before they finally shot me.
Somebody get him!
No.
Which is weird because you think that you don't want people shooting at you, but dude, goddamn it. Just shoot me already. Put me out of my misery.
That's the price you have to pay.
It's you not like... Oh my God, Whitey wasn't there. There was this one part, Whitey, where we were playing Metro, and out of nowhere, they all just started knifing us. Like, there was one guy who grabbed Terry, and me and Dwight turned around just in time to see the guy grab Terry. He had the knife up in the air, and we just started shooting at him. He saved Terry's life.
He made you watch.
It's traumatizing.
The guy made a beeline straight for Terry. Like, he ran past me and Dwight. Like, he just went in between us and went straight towards Terry.
Goddamn. I don't know how they're finding us so easily in the group. I wonder if they're just knifing everyone.
They got me once.
Oh, I've gotten knifed a ton of times. But I don't care about tags anymore because it's not the same.
Yeah, they don't matter in number three.
Unless they fix it.
What do you mean? It's not broken.
It's not broken.
It's how it
well,
is.
Okay, unless they change it.
Well, but not.
Wait. Okay, unless they patch it.
Huh?
That works.
Whoa.
Now Alex is the smart one.
I wish they meant more, though.
Yeah, that's okay, though. Everything else about the game is awesome. Also, I got unlocked the L96, but I can't use it at all until I get straight bolt.
Yeah.
You know? I got too many people on my ass at once. I just can't use it. I tried, but I just have to keep going back to my ump if I'm going to play on our server. So that maybe I'll venture off to another server for a bit to level up my L96 and then come back.
That makes you the last person to unlock it.
Yeah. Yeah, but what else is new, right? I'm still like 28.
Crossed the finish line.
I've gained 4 levels since getting our server. And I'm 28. Or 29, somewhere around there. I'm below 30.
I gained 1.5.
All right. So it's nice having our own server. To go to a server... That we don't kick. First off, we gotta make it clear that I got this one guy. Basically, I don't know. He tried to chew me out on my fan page. I believe your name's Brian. Brian, if you're listening, I think we came to common terms on here. He thought that I was banning people because they were better than us. Like, we were getting our ass kicked, and like we started banning people because we weren't good enough to beat them or whatever. Completely not the what happened, what the situation, because I've kicked 2 people, and only 2 because I accidentally clicked his buddy too. I kicked one guy because he was camping like hardcore, and like every time he was teabagging me, which it's aggravating, but it's not something that I would just kick for unless he was doing it excessively, like to the point where he knows he's being a dick. And I know he follows me on Twitter, so I was like, just expecting him to say something. And then afterwards, he tweeted me, and he's like, "Oh, motherfucker, you kicked me because whatever." And he goes, "Ah, just kidding. I know. I deserved it. I kept teabagging you in camping." And I was like, "Yeah, well." He came back, and then he played just fine. Like, he came back almost immediately with him and his buddy, and they were both really good sports about it. We wanted a place that didn't kick you for kicking our asses, kicking the admin's asses, because we've been to places.
Because we did a lot of winning yesterday, and then we did a lot of losing.
We did, yeah. It was definitely a... It was the beginning half of the day, we did a lot of winning. Like, I think we went undefeated most of the day. And then all of a sudden, the shit just turned, and we lost, like, 7 in a row. We didn't care, okay? We get angry, and we yell in the game, but that's all part of the fun, you know? You're like, "Oh, fucking, you know, whatever, curse off."
"Oh, that goddamn sir."
Yeah. That's our... We have this new inside joke. We're like, "You fucking kill me on my own goddamn server. This motherfucker came over to my spot.
In my goddamn server.
Get me on my Look own at goddamn this. Server.
Took the jet in my goddamn server.
This guy is walking on my goddamn... He has a gun on my... There's no guns here. It's in our MOTD. No guns. My server, no guns.
Bring a gun on my goddamn server."
And then you shoot him with your gun.
See, that's what happens when we get our ass kicked. We just come up with more jokes. We don't care. We know we're not going to be better than everybody, which is fine. That's part of the game. We're not going to get any better unless someone's kicking our ass. And so... that's just the way anything works. You're not going to get better unless there's someone who's better than you to teach you how to get better. Not even teach, just kick our ass and piss us off. You know? Mm-hmm.
The rules of everything.
And there was one guy, hopefully you are a listener of the podcast, because I want to call you out immediately. Maddie something. It was two things that rhymed. I just remember Maddie because I got pissed every goddamn time. You were everywhere. What's up? How is that possible? You were everywhere. And I couldn't kill you. There was times I killed you, but it was like you were already low health or whatever. But anytime we came up face to face, he just murdered me every fucking time. And a lot of times it was because I was either reloading or I had the sniper. But the times where I had the ump and I was like ready to go and I was like, "Oh, there he is." It was like two bullets and I was already dead. I'm like, "God, I'm dead." I got so frustrated at you, Maddie. I didn't kick you, all right? I could have, but I didn't. Just keep that in your mind. Back of your mind. Just think about it. You know what?
So who's really the big man?
Now, I'm the biggest one. And Jose's in the call now. I didn't even know you were in here. I had my chat thing on a different chat.
Yeah, I was like, waiting for the right time to say, "Hey guys, over the podcast."
Good.
You were talking so passionately about
about
Maddie and the server. I had to let you talk.
Yeah, no, good, because I had a lot to say. That's actually all I got to say. So Maddie, come back on the server. It's cool to just stop kicking my ass.
He heard I would call you out. Jose was like,
"Shit's going down. Let me say hi later."
What to the hills.
Jose is the guy that arrives late at the party, and then there's a fight going on. He's like, "Oh,
I was like, oh, let me."
Should I wait for this to solve itself, or
just gonna walk away?
Well, I'm gonna take my beer and go home.
I'm gonna chill around. Bar, someone's about to fight. He's just like, "Oh, I'll take mine to go."
That's what he said. He called you a fig.
It comes in. He's like, "Oh, who are we making fun of? Oh."
"Oh, Maddie, you suck! Fuck you!" "Who's Maddie?" But yeah, we will not kick you unless you're doing something obvious. Well, the other guy that I did kick on purpose was because he was running over Adrian. Like, he was on our team, and he would get into a car, and if you drive a car towards someone and bail out of it before you run into someone, like, on your same team, you can kill them that way. Like, if you're on the same team, we played normal, so it's not, like, friendly fire or nothing. And he would do that, and then he would resurrect or revive Adrian, and then he'd run him over again with the same car. And Adrian's just kind of like, what are you doing? We're on the same team here. Why are you doing this? Stop it. And so I kicked that guy. He came back too, though.
Yeah, kick's not a big deal. You can come back during kick.
Yeah, we don't ban anybody. But if you get kicked five times, you get automatically banned. What do you want me to do? You got kicked five times. You're doing something wrong. Stop doing stuff wrong. So, it's fine.
If you do something wrong, you're going to have a bad time.
That was another going joke.
I kicked the guy yesterday for setting up a cell phone directly in front of the Jets. Like, he literally went up to the Jets, put it right in front of it on a rock, and then just sit there with a sniper.
Good.
He's going to have a bad time then.
You're going to have a bad time.
It's not going to be a good game for him.
That's when you get yourself a fucking sniper and shoot a self-lamb.
Yeah.
He was sitting. No, he was there at the spawn, at the deployment.
Kill him.
Where you're not supposed to be.
Kill him.
How did he get there?
Oh.
Drove.
Yeah, but he can't just drive
there. Got his vehicles in the game. Got in a car and went there.
Yeah, but that's usually a no man's land for enemies.
Okay, well, how far in the server are we going to consider spawn camping? Because we got a predicament yesterday. We were just like, oh, I don't know if we should keep going. it was that stupid map where, like, it's that canal, the huge tunnel on the bottom, and it's just pretty much 3 points. And we pretty much, the enemy was spawning by A, and we had a shit locked down. And, like, no one ran in there, but we kind of just like, were waiting outside for them to run out and shoot him. So we weren't sure how far the rules go of spawn camping.
All of them are pretty close.
Yeah, because the other one was like A was right there, and we had A locked down. Like everyone was there, we were pounding them, and like they would spawn out. And instead of like trying to be sneaky and like go to the back and try to back cap, they kept just running out there.
Well, they're gonna have a bad time.
We weren't sure. Like,
that's the thing though, is that like when you're on the other side, it's hard to tell if you are spawn camping or not. Yeah. You know, so you got to really kind of put yourself in their shoes. It's like, okay, we're obviously kicking their ass right now. We should probably back off and try to give them a chance to kind of get back, you know?
I didn't take shots that I knew that, like, if they were, like, really far in their base, because, like, we ended up, like, stealing their tank, because the guy tried to get a tank and, like, run it in there, and we shot it with a rocket, and the guy bailed. And we had, like, a bunch of engineers.
So many people have been doing that. They've been taking tanks into our tank.
Shit, I gotta go.
Terry stole, like, four tanks that were their tanks, and just...
I love it, because I'll just run up to I'll be engineer, or I'll be something that looks like a threat to them. I'll just run up next to it where they can't shoot me because I'm, like, too close. And then they'll hop out, and I'll jump right in because I'm just holding B while I'm next to it. So as soon as they get out, I jump
like
my tank, drive away.
And I have a bad day.
Having their tank.
This is the thing, though. You don't abandon your tank. You got to go down with your tank if there's enemies that close.
Your gunner can bail. You cannot. There always has to be someone in that tank. Like, Terry, you bailed that one time. We were both in a tank, and you're usually engineer, so, like, we got shot. I think we got disabled.
Yeah, I'm not an engineer. I got to go.
I didn't hear that, though. So, like, I was in your gunner seat just waiting for you to get back, just hanging out, and I'm like, oh, he's going to repair it. And I was, like, sitting there just
halfway up this hill.
Looking for people to shoot. And then on my map, I look down at my map, and it's like, Terry's not in. And then I look down on the mini map, and I don't see a green triangle way off in the corner. I'm like, are you going to repair it, Terry? And he's like, I'm not an engineer. And I'm like, what? And then I blow up.
What?
Jim's like, okay, bye. So I was just patiently waiting there. Oh, he's coming back.
I'll come back for you.
Terry wouldn't leave me here.
He came back.
And so, yeah, it was pretty good.
I'll come back for you.
And he's like, bye.
Like that episode of Always Sunny when they just kept leaving each other. It's like, I'll come back for you.
No, you won't.
That's what she said.
Oh, he will. He will.
That's funny.
I feel like, I feel like there's people always have to be on our team, though. Like, the teams got imbalanced last night. We had a couple of Team Mongoose guys, and everyone kept joining one side. They're like, yeah. It was so fucked up. It was like 12 on 8. We're like, oh.
Of course everyone wants to be on our side.
That's why I usually join the empty server, because eventually they'll be like, oh shit, they're in here. and then it'll just start piling in, you know?
Camping us out. Where are they? They love Battlefield.
The people have been awesome, though, because, like, who was that one guy? It was Chad.
Chad was like, the guy that I kicked for camping and teabagging.
he teabagged me. I'm like, this motherfucker. Like, I was like, the son of a bitch teabagged me. But Geta's like, I got this. You hear, and he's like, I backed him for you. I was like, oh, Geta. Dude, that guy, I remember when the first match happened, dude, I was being stupid. I had a fucking ballistic sniper, like the scope, the 12X, and I was on a small map, and I realized what a really, really bad idea that was.
Yeah, I yelled at you on that. I was like, ACOG, all maps. Dude, did you see the shot I made?
Dude, it was bad. I remember I saw a guy, and he was, like not too far up ahead of me, and I scoped, and it would scope into, like, his eyeball, and, like, I just couldn't get him. And the match ends.
I think I see him.
This guy's like, oh, he played terrible. I was like, this motherfucker.
Yeah, you got a reputation to live up when you're playing on your own server.
I can't play on Team Manga server and, like, do really bad now. Like, I have to, like, try.
Nah, I don't even care.
All right, let me ACOG it up, and I actually ended up doing the red dot on it, on a sniper, and I held my own. I was like, oh, there's my redemption.
I
think the only people you gotta go hard
on these servers now.
You have, yeah. Like, we have to bring our, like, I feel like I can't dick around. Like, there's no fucking around when you're on the Team Mongo server now. Being Team Mongo is like, they're watching you.
Yeah, they're watching us. We gotta bring our A game now.
Waiting for you to mess up.
I honestly don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Terry, on this.
Well,
I know
Terry always gets, like, high scores just fucking around. It's stupid.
It's like, that was
Terry could be walking around backwards with the controller upside down and be like, oh, wait, that's a 45 KD.
Terry will take a step forward, I'll give him a kill assist, like, 50 points. Like, what?
That happened with everybody.
Oh, it's just Terry. Everybody would have, like, 4,000 points, 5,000 points. Terry will rack up 16,000 for some reason.
Because I'm having the most fun. You get points for having fun.
That's how Terry's always been. Remember fucking Bad Company 2 with the C4?
Oh, my God.
Terry would have, like, 60,000, and the guy under him's, like, at 1,000. He's like, what's up?
That's true. Terry, in Bad Company 2, you came out with stupid scores sometimes. Like, I remember fighting my fucking heart out, having a great match. One match I went 20-8 or something with an SV-98. That's not bad, all right? And fucking, I'm up there at the top, about 4,500 points. I capped a shit ton of points. Terry's above me at, like, just over 10K.
Terry has, like, the entire opposite team and then some.
He's playing a different game.
That's how we do it. We play a different game and a different game.
Terry,
like, me and Terry playing Ghost Recon. We kidnap people.
It was easy.
We're playing Thief.
Yeah, look right there. 20,000. The guy under him, 800. I bet that team won.
Look.
Listen here, motherfucker.
Gotta play a different game.
It was Bad Company and it was Rush, then I was probably going to get a really high score because I'd see 4 of the point.
That was some bullshit. I think they patched that later on. They were like, oh, this is bullshit.
Oh, yeah, they made it so you do half damage to it.
They're ridiculous. Remember on PC we were playing? Like, the guys that were Kamikaze, they had just a bunch of cars with C4 on it.
I just keep doing it.
That was also when we perfected our parachuting technique, where Terry would hop in the helicopter and fly around, and I would just spawn on Terry, and I'd be like, take me over the point! And then, like, we'd go over the point, and as I'm parachuting down, I'm just throwing bags of C4 on the point. And then, like, right before I land, I'm just like, boop! And then this huge explosion, and
usually cap someone in it.
Yeah, I usually die, but it's okay, because I do tons of points.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I can't.
Jose, you said 20,000 points. That's 2,000, bro. You added a zero.
Alex, you remember the time where it was you and me and Josh and, like, three other people were playing with us? We were on what's called Port Valdez. Some other place. It was one of the snow maps. We, like, snuck around the back. Nelson Bay. We snuck around to the back of that last point. Broke into the building while they're all worried about A.
Oh, yeah. It was just us two.
And then I turn around when we get to the point. Everyone else is there. Like, four different people. We're all salt. We all have C4. We're just sitting there like... thing was...
It was just me and Terry run up. We take the back way. It was just us two. We get in. We're throwing C4, and we turn around, and the rest of the team is there with C4 throwing it on the... We're like, what the fuck?
It was like 30 blocks of C4. We all run out the back and blow it up, and it's just gone instantly from full health to nothing.
Well, they had a bad day.
That was amazing.
I will always remember that day. It was stupid. That was the day the team all operated on one wavelength.
We all knew what to do, and we did. We didn't even bother to set it, just blow it.
We saw that, we're like, oh, we gotta get out of here.
Because we were just waiting for somebody to blow it up early.
That would have been me. If I was with you guys, I would have been like, ha-ha, bam!
Everybody cleared the room. Nobody was there. We blew it up.
That was funny as fuck. Good times.
I hope they bring some Bad Company maps to Battlefield 3.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
you want to relive the experience of NOM?
Over it.
It doesn't end.
I don't want to go back to NOM. Things I saw, the things I did.
I myself out on NOM, dude, and I was like grinding for that thousand completion,
mm-hmm.
or the 100% completion of achievements for Battlefield 3. I burned myself on. I was like, I'm done. Thank you, Vietnam.
I know, we didn't even want to play with you after a while.
Yeah, because you didn't play with us while we were actually playing the game. You just said, so we went back to the bottom.
I was like, hey guys, you're done? Oh, okay.
And then it's like, who wants to play now? And we're like,
Dude, I remember I got Adrian because I was like, dude, I will buy you the fucking DLC if you play with me. And even he was like, oh, I don't want to play that. I remember it was like, I think the last gun I did engineer was my last one. I remember the second the achievement popped, I dashboarded. I was like, bye.
Okay, bye.
Vietnam was good, but I mean, we played the chat.
When it came out, we were like, oh, yeah. And then just, that thing, that had too many maps that were like easy to fucking spawn camp. That one map. Pushing back in the rocks, and we should just run in there for, like, suicide runs.
Yeah, they were, like, across the river, and we're just sitting there in the rocks sniping.
Like, one guy spawning, and you're like, all right, ready, guys, go.
I got like, one.
Got a live one.
I love the knifing in Bad Company, too.
Yeah, where you can just stab and go.
Just grab someone by the back of the head and stick your knife in their eye and twist it around.
I don't know why this one didn't, like, kind of keep it like that. I mean, it should have, like, at least, you know, if you get him in, like, the head or the throat, it should be an instant. Like,
I like the assassination. I don't like how, if it's anywhere else, you have to, like, sit there and swipe. It's only like, two swipes now, but it's like, let me stab him. It's just as good.
Assassination's awesome, because, like, you can do it in front. Like, it's weird how it works.
With Bad Company 2, you freak out because they can run towards you.
Yeah, they'll see someone running at you, and if they're not shooting you, you know what happens next.
Yeah, and you start freaking out. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
His tone to them?
I think I still have the video on my cell phone. Remember, like, the knife challenges we used to have? They're like, all right, guys, just do the entire game. Fucking go for
knives.
You guys
would come out with, like, 14 knives.
Dude, I think I have one that I have, like, 14 or 15, like, dog tags. I'm just knifing straight through. I went the entire match just knifing.
That was like, my right there. I had the recon with Shaka. Yeah, got the motion sensors everywhere.
Throw motion sensors out there. Stop tearing his
motion
sensors. Sensors everywhere.
Got him. That was the objective. It was just like, I'm going for dog tags today.
It's going to be okay.
There's a lot of moments we never recorded. Like where we stole that hind, Terry, blew that guy to bits.
He's like, I'm good. Oh, God.
Oh, I made a mistake.
This is the reminiscing hour. Right?
All while we're screaming at you. Go, 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 go! That poor guy. Like, he, in my screen, it was so funny because he's still running towards the chopper like he has some hope. And you're screaming at me, "Are you in? Are you in?" I'm like, "Get us there, boy!" I freak out. I hit the gun, and the guy just falls to the ground.
He didn't fall to the ground. You smeared him across it.
I got scared. He was right there. I freaked out. I killed him.
I just freaked out a little bit.
Just a little bit. Small, slight overreaction.
May have overreacted that time. Maybe.
See, I like that one because you can actually steal all their vehicles. You know what I mean? Like, we would, like, sneak over to their side, take their chopper. In Battlefield 3, you have to time your jump right. Just to get
all the vehicles spawn in their spawn now.
Yeah, it doesn't move up like it used to.
Yeah.
And when it moves up, it was pretty cool.
Kind of tense, but there weren't jets back then, so.
I mean,
I can only imagine how one side of the map would be.
Dude, choppers are so... I need to have, like, a chopper retard 101 training, because, like, I can't do it.
Ew, you'll be fine.
Dude, like, just... in a jet, no problem, dude. I'll fucking... I'm like, yeah! But, dude, you put me in a chopper, I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
All right, guys, I'm gonna...
I felt so bad, dude. Some guy jumped in my gunner seat, and I was like, oh, you are in the right of your life right
now. That's what happens with me. If I ever hop into a helicopter and someone else that I don't know, like, who's not in my party, hops in, I'm like, oh,
I feel so bad.
You can have it. You can have it. I'll get out. Like, no. You could go.
You shouldn't be here. You should leave.
That's any vehicle you get into, Dwight. When you got a jet. So I got in the jet, and he was first... He was in front of my jet to take off, and I was like, "Bro, you're first in line." And as he's moving, he's talking on the shit. "Reggie, they first in line." And as he's talking, he runs into the railing of the boat and explodes.
I didn't even get off the boat. My debris didn't even get off the boat.
He made it like 2 feet and just blew up. His wing hit the side.
I swear my guy has, like, some sort of OCD where he's just like, "What's that big red button do?" And he just presses it and it explodes.
What to do?
There's this one time where, yeah, that's how it always ends up, right? It's like, right before I blow up, I'm doing a sick-ass barrel roll. I'm like, "Who put those rocks there?" I was playing on our server yesterday. Yesterday morning, and it was just us fucking around because we didn't have enough people to start the game yet, so we were just, you know, doing whatever, practicing jets and stuff, and I was on the runway, I was taking off, and I was just gonna do this badass backflip. It was super badass. I don't know, you guys, but one of you guys were on there. I think it was you, Alex. That was right before me. Yeah, you were right before me. You were taking off right after me, and I just pull back. Like, as soon as I took off, I just hit the afterburners and pulled back. And I was in this super long backflip because, you know, you're going so fast, right? And as soon as I hit the peak, out of nowhere, Adam just goes right into me. And I'm just sitting there like, is that my fault? I don't have no idea what's going on. I was just pulling back. And then all of a sudden, I was in Adam's way and he ran into me and exploded. There's also this other time I was playing with Baguette of practicing jets, you know, and I was flying real low because I was trying to, you know, do something, I don't know, I'm flying real low, right? And I hit this one tree kind of nicked me, and that's all it takes to kind of throw you off balance, you know, so I was like, like trying to recover from above these trees. And then I'm just hitting trees, just trees, 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 trees. And it slows me down to the point where I almost land. And then my jet, like, the back of it falls down, and I just hit the afterburners, and I'm like, "All right, take it off." It's like a space shuttle. It's like in the middle of the map, just a jet flying down in some trees, taking out everything. And then you just see the jet stop. And then all of a sudden it goes straight out of the ground.
The trail of broken trees.
Fire just... Where's Potato? Just follow the trees.
Who's that fly? Oh, that's Dwight.
If you ever see someone in the sky just doing an excessive amount of barrel rolls, then it's me. There was one time, I think it was, I told you, Alex. I was like, hey, Alex, look up. Look at these sweet donuts I'm doing in a jet. I was just doing...
ran into the pool.
Yeah, that happened. I was coming out of this donut, and I pulled up, and I was doing, like, this corkscrew thing. And then all of a sudden, I was like, I'm getting way too close. And then I blew up.
He had a bad day.
I had a bad
Such
day.
Such a daredevil. He doesn't even realize it.
I will say, though, I must be the world's worst person to lock on to if there's a jet following me. I don't think you can lock on to me, honestly. It may be a challenge for you guys. This I could be your training dummy. Huh? If you could lock on to me, then you're ready to go with anybody. Anybody else, you're like, what is this? He's flying straight? What is he doing? What is this?
What's this guy, too? Some sort of crazy man.
This guy's gay. Just overanalyze.
Alter, like.
Good.
What is he?
This guy knows some maneuvers.
What is he playing at?
He's listening lazily to the left.
We gotta close one of the servers, and I'll just crank up like all the stats on everything, and like turn respawn times all the way down. We'll just have a good time.
You know how every time we fly together, Terry, and we're all in this one guy, we end up crashing into each other?
Yep.
I want to replace me with Dwight and see how that turns out.
It'll probably crash long before we go intercept the guy.
There was one time I was following both of you, and I was doing fine. Until it was Alex in front, then it was Terry, and then it was me in the way in the back, which is where I was trying to stay. And then you guys started turning, and then it all fell apart.
Straight lines. You guys start turning.
Straight lines. I'm golden.
Roger that, flat. Same bank left. Wait, what? Where are we going?
What is that? What turn is that?
I didn't learn that.
Flipping through a manual while I'm in the jet. Wait, where is it? Okay, left. And then rock stop. But no, I was like, I broke too fast, and then I ended up second place, but Terry didn't see me because I was in his blind spot, so Terry moved just right back where he was, and then I hit him, and then I crashed.
Oh, yeah. And then I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
Have you guys been getting that lag thing where you'll be, like, flying and all of a sudden you just, like, you're on fire? Like, everything will stop for a second and they'll be like, boom, and then you're on fire with, like, no help?
Yeah, there's been...
Something hits you.
Something hit you.
No. It happened, like, three times. Once in a chopper, twice in a jet. Where I'm flying, there's nothing, no lock or anything. All of a sudden, it stops. Everything kind of shakes.
Somebody got
for a
the most amazing RPG then. Like,
it's not like you get hit once. It's like you can watch your health like go down. It's like it's slowly getting hit over time.
Yeah. I have had a few problems where I'll be driving in a car, and then all of a sudden, I'll be out of it.
Just eject.
Which sounds normally like how I drive, but it's not, because there's been times where I'm just a passenger.
Like, that happened to Alex booted. All the time in the jet way back
when. It still happens. And it happened to you the other day in the chopper.
It didn't eject me, it blew me up. That's what I'm saying.
He was forcefully ejected.
Yeah. Like, it slowly started getting hit by invisible forces, and then it was on fire.
Oh no, it happened to me. It happened in that squad video you posted in Devilman, where I just ejected out of the chopper. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Ghosts.
Auto eject. You're in danger.
It's a perk.
My seat malfunctioned.
Man, that seat was super uncomfy. I just said,
seat belt check.
All right, we're good.
Someone was wearing the seat belt.
So, Terry, you released, I don't know, new series or not, but another video of following me around in Battlefield and what I do.
It's a very important documentary.
It's a very important documentary, and it's doing great.
Yes,
gotta,
it is.
You gotta say, they got a lot of positive feedback on there. A lot of people want to see the other teammates you follow on the other people.
I'll probably start following people around from now instead of playing the game.
Just ask him questions with his fire.
Get shit in his face.
Like, trying to
how long have you been doing this?
So then you gotta stop firing. Like, what? And then you get shot.
Hey, you, get out of there. You all heard me?
I said, how long? Oh, out of.
Terry, start a show, call it Behind the Trigger. Bam.
Right.
everyone wants to see Alex, though. Have you seen the comments? They're like, you need to see Bunchies because the way he screams.
Oh, that's like, what Alex is. Alex is known for screaming and crying.
You see Bad Company, too?
Or any of our Left 4 Dead
videos? Every other word is a scream.
Oh, my. Ah! There is a. Ah! We got to count the. Ah!
The fucking guy chasing him around trying to knife
him. Hey, bum, you remember, I wish Terry was there, though, for the time that fucking... Remember I sat there in the middle in front of a tank with the map? Like, just the tank rolled by me, and I was just standing there controlling the map, and everyone diverted. No one hit me. You don't remember that day, dude? Yes, no?
No. How long was that?
Oh, you sucked, dude. Ah.
Dude, I have, like, 300 hours fucked with you.
You were there. It was you, me, and Adrian. And it was the day that, like, I was just saying, fuck it, I'm going to go for Mav kills. And I literally just, in the middle of the street, just stood there and put my Mav out. And a tank didn't even hit me. The tank literally rolled up, and it just kept going. Like, it just didn't.
Well, this guy has to get out before someone runs him over.
He shouldn't be standing in the middle of the street.
Like, pull over to tap you on the shoulder. Sir, do you understand you're in the middle of a war zone right now? You should. I'm going to move you to the sidewalk.
No, dude, that's bullshit. Like, the one time, like, I just didn't care. Like, I tried hiding and stuff, and every time you hide, like, they knife you. They'll find your ass. And the one time I was like, fuck this, in the middle of the road.
Not a bitter tank driver.
And I was like, yeah, I'm all right.
Fucking tank just rolled right past him. He's like standing there, like in plain daylight, just in the middle of the street, standing up, holding his little data pad thing. And this tank comes barreling down the road, and it just goes right by him.
It's a really considerate tank driver.
I'm not sure. Like, I wanted to know, he's like, is this guy serious? Like, that's why he left me alone. No, I'm just kidding, right?
He probably rolled up. What's his game? Wait, this chap, he has a mine under it, doesn't he?
C4 under.
That would be a great idea. Throw mines down and then just stand there.
Not if he shoots.
Well, you think that if he... Well, if they see that he's in a Mav, what are you going to do? Like, if you have your little Game Boy thing out, he's going to be like, oh, that guy can't see me. Fucking roll on through.
Shoot him.
What's up? That could be... I'll be the bait. I don't care. Like, I care about my stats and stuff.
You're a magnet towards vehicles. The other day, somebody tried to run a jet into you.
Yeah, they did, though.
You were still alive. Nothing happened to you. You're just fine.
Potato, I'm your biggest fan.
I love you, Venus. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I was just hanging out in a tank. All of a sudden, a jet just crashes right in front of me.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
It was you?
Ever?
No, I don't remember.
It was when it was before the round started. We were just fucking around. I was like, I just shut down Adam. And then he was saying that I couldn't shoot him off the ground. I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I was like, whatever. And I went straight down in front of you. I was trying to land on you.
That was another time.
Oh, it was a different time?
Yeah, the
time he's talking about was on Karg Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, this is a completely different thing. It was during
I was actually chasing that jet, and he just went straight down towards the ground. And I was like, and when he went down, I was like, oh, and I heard like a whoa.
Yeah, because I just took A, and then I was like, all right, time to move on, and it's just like, oh, okay, well, that happened. I didn't take any damage or nothing. It just blew up in front of me. Pretty cool.
The first time. That also happened the first time we've ever played Battlefield 3, like when it came out. It was me, Terry, and Whitey in a Jeep, and we're playing Operation Firestorm for the first time, and we're driving down towards A, and we're like, yeah, let's do this, yeah! Jet just crashes in front of us. We're all like, whoa! That was awesome!
It doesn't matter how many times it happens. A jet blowing, like landing and blowing up in front of you is still going to be awesome.
Yeah, but we were so deep in the game. We were all just like, oh, did you see that? Yeah, that was awesome.
That actually, I don't know what it is with people crashing jets into the people in the ground, but it happened at another time too yesterday when we were fucking around on the server. It was me, Adrian, and Bagetta, I believe. We were in a growler, just cruising through like the grass area, right? Jet comes down, crashes straight into us, and we all die. And we're like, what is this happening?
It's a Jeep.
I learned to keep my distance from Jeeps and fire from very distant location.
Why is that?
Because it is more of a dick move that way.
What you do is you pull out the guided shell from the jet and just bomb.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious because it's funny.
Yeah. When I pulled out the laser painter, the guided shell on the helicopter for the first time, you were just in disbelief.
Oh, that was amazing. I was like, you can do that?
I was like, I got guided missile. He's like, why do you have that? I was like, locking on. He's like, what? Firing. He's like, what? I kill everyone in one shot. I got like a multiple kill. Dude's like,
so overpowered, but so fun. Especially for Scout Chopper. You can do it all by yourself.
That's why I did it. You're like, no, you... What? like you can't do it. You hear the beep, 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 beep. What?
Crazy son of a bitch. Oh, that was amazing.
Good. So yeah. how far are we into the podcast? Did I come in midway, or when did I...
We just started.
Yeah, we're under an hour.
okay, that's fine.
Well, you came in at, like... What, 20 some odd minutes ago? Almost 30 minutes ago?
I feel like it's been 10. But
that's just us. Okay. We're amazing people.
I know. We're just having fun.
Reminiscing of old times of stupidity on the B field.
You mean amazingness?
No, there was lots.
You mean those bad good
Everything footage. I've ever done has been amazing. Everything.
No.
There's been no stupid. Everything's on purpose. That's my mind.
So getting run over by that Jeep the other day was part
hey,
of the plan.
Hey, you guys lived. Terry killed the him.
Right? You traumatized us.
There was also a bunch of times, too, where when you guys were following around doing the documentary thing, like, shit would go down, and you guys don't play like I do. So, like, I would already, like, you'd be guys like, oh, shit, we're being surrounded, stuff like that. And I'm like, maybe you're being surrounded. I'm gone. I'm halfway down the map already. Like, I'm good.
I ran.
Yeah. You can't just rush into areas like that. If you're not prepared as a sniper, like, being a close-quarter sniper that I am, like, running around ACOG everywhere, you can't just run into areas like that unless you're prepared. Because you will get slaughtered every single time, so I'm just like, all right, see ya!
Say bye!
Like, it's on the drop of a hat, too. It's like the first explosion, I'm like, I'm out!
Too extreme.
Like, that one time where there was a guy up on the hill, it's in the video, actually, where you're like, there's a guy up on the hill, and like, throw grenades at him, and you're like, yes, sir! And I'm already gone. I'm already on the other side of the mountain, like, coming up on him. And I don't remember what happened to you guys. I think you lived.
We lived.
Yeah.
Well, it's died, but I revived them.
Yeah. So you gotta keep moving. That was rule number three, or two. Two is stick a move. Three is make your own doors.
That's right.
What?
Yeah.
Yep. Your own doors.
You gotta make your own doors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the next time too, we gotta do that on Skype, because I drop out bad. So much, dude.
Yep.
They made that game a lot harder, though. Like, remember in Bad Company 2, we'd play Rush? We just roll over everyone on the map.
Yeah.
Just start the game. 5 minutes later, game
so
over.
There was so much different. Like, technically, everyone was a one-man army. Like, every class had its own thing that made them bullshit. Like, the assault was already bullshit as it was, aside from giving them C4 and then infinite C4. But, I mean, hey, here's some ammo. And then, like, the fucking sniper was just a wrecking machine with motion sensor and a shotgun. Like, hey, who's in this building? Throw a fucking motion sensor in there.
Like, all right, I see red knots.
And then, like, you look at the other across the tower, you're like, all right, call it an airstrike, Greg. And I'm going
to... And I'm going
to... That game was, everyone was just bullshit. This one's like, everyone's codependent. Like, you're like, please help me. Yeah. Like, you have the snipers with the soul flams, and then those help the engineers, and these help these guys. Like, it's, everyone's codependent on each other. It's kind of
I don't mind that. Even for like Rush and Bad Company 2, they put it in buildings that you could collapse from the outside. You could blow up the MCOM with rockets and C4 and tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Like
fucking rocket sniping in Port Valdez.
Yeah, we were like Port Valdez. We're up on the hill every time, way in the back, just shooting rockets down at B. Because, again, out in the open.
So I just realized something is that each class is its best counter against itself. Because I'm taking out Silph Lambs all the time. Like, you guys, like, up in the air and everything, you know, telling me, that, oh, shit, there's a Silph Lamb, a Snow Flam. Snow Flam up on that hill. And so I'm like, oh, shit, you know. So I'll go over there, spot it, and I'll snipe it out. Soflam is from
it,
Recon,
or you
so
pull
I
out the MAV and just blow it up.
I don't ever use the MAV though.
Well, that's why I'm with you, Recon
right there, and then Engineer can repair tanks, but they also have rockets to destroy tanks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Assault again, just bullshit. I mean, you give himself a fucking automatic rifle, and then you have infinite ammo.
No, now they can heal themselves. Now they can heal and revive.
That there you go. That's what I meant. And I don't play any other class. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, you have, your class just a solid ring of Recon.
It's just all orange.
Recon, that's what he does.
That's what he's good at.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna play a class, you play it well, right?
Yeah, but my Recons always turn like to be the most bullshit classes. Like my sniper's a shotgun and my shotgun's a sniper. Like I never got that part right. I always just that just works. Man, the fucking 870 with slugs.
Nope. You can I'd be way on the back, just be like, hey, who are you? Who's that over there?
Got him. And then, like, my sniper was like, fucking, remember we had, like, that whole phase and put a red dot on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys finally caught up with me. That's what you meant to say.
Yeah, I was always the shotgun. Like, I was a sniper kid with just an 870, like, all right, let's go in here. Motion sensor, fucking break down a building.
All right, time to clean up.
One of the best things ever was with the shotgun just busting down doors, like running into a building and just, and just the door shatters and you're like, what's up, motherfuckers? Like you roll in with like a shotgun in the front and like two medics with LMGs behind them and just light up the room.
You know, the one thing I'm kind of disappointed in is the Destruction 3.0. There's not that much play of it.
Yeah.
Like, the second one, yo, we used to fuck them. Like, the start, when that match was over, there was no buildings. It was just a couple. Because, like, you did, like, see for the fuck out of a room. You see that one? Let's get him.
That was the worst sound ever.
Is that you guys in that building?
Building.
Yeah. You hear it.
Get the fuck out!
I barely made it. Like the tickle, I jumped out the second it was falling. I was like, no.
Whenever that happened, I always just—I don't care where I was, second story, first story. You run to the nearest window, break it open, and jump out.
Your own door.
There's a lot of times where, like, hopefully there was like an engineer that was with me because I'm usually up in attics or whatever. And he'll just blow up the wall and we'll be like, get the fuck out! Otherwise, I'm usually dead.
Oh, that's good. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, there's that, not enough. I hope they add more of that in the
ATVs.
The big map. The
ATVs.
Big map.
ATVs.
I want to demolish buildings again.
Have you actually tried
for a Destruction 3.0 kill? Like, I haven't even tried.
I've got it on my team.
Hey, counts. That's a kill.
That's kill.
You killed people with it.
Got him up. That was my buddy, but well.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you that Destruction.
He was a dick anyway.
Team kill.
If you kill an enemy, it just says you killed him.
Yeah.
It should have, like, I was like, what? You can put rubble? And then I haven't even tried once to, like, rocket a fucking building.
Like, there is more destructibility, but not enough, like, buildings falling down.
The thing is, it's not...
The buildings are so big.
Chip away now is the thing. Things will chip away.
Yeah.
But they don't... There's no big, you know, collapsing... Well, except for places like Operation Metro where you get the buildings, take the building out, you know, the whole wall crumbles down and crushes whatever.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. But I want to bring the whole building down is what I want.
You have to, like, seriously... Like, the thing is, the buildings are so much bigger. Like, you look at... Like, even though you can't access all of it, it's like this ginormous chunk of a building. Like, the ones in, like... Battlefield and Bad Company 2 were just like, you can put like 20 people in there, like uncomfortably, but you can put 20. It was like tiny little buildings, which I actually liked better because there was like way more bullshit on people like hiding.
Yeah, oh, one guy boring you.
Boring you? Is this...
Yeah. Nah, just kidding.
This motherfucker.
Not our own goddamn pocket.
Yeah, my goddamn.
Not our own goddamn pocket.
Nah, just kidding.
I miss having a 50 caliber sniper rifle with a red dot.
Boo hoo.
I'm just running around with the loudest rifle in the game. Just,
well, I don't miss red dot.
Oh, I do.
In general, chipping away at like helicopters and stuff with that thing.
No, you've seen me. You would always be at my back. Like in Noriko Harbor, some guy would pop up from nowhere. And I'm like, hit him in the chest. You're like, ooh, ooh.
Always so brutal.
Loudest rifle in the game.
I don't necessarily miss a 50 cal, but I do miss the larger caliber. Like, I wish there was, like, a bigger one.
I'm still mad at the fact that my gun won't fucking drop him. A chest shot should drop him with a sniper rifle.
I just picked up the L96, and I'm pretty sure that's a bigger caliber than the SV98. I'm not 100% sure they could be the same bolt or not, but it feels like there's more power with that.
I like my M40. I feel like I use the M40 as an OMOD to like Call of Duty 4. That's the only thing I like no-lifed with. So I have to keep the M40. And I like it. It's a good gun. But like, it's just some of the stopping powers on these snipers are just stupid.
Yeah, because they didn't make it as strong. Like, if you hit someone in the chest with it, most you'll get off is 95% of their health.
It needs to fucking drop their ass. Uh-huh. Like, unless you're playing like hardcore. If you're playing hardcore, then you drop those motherfuckers,
dude,
like nothing.
I'm almost untouchable in hardcore mode.
In hardcore, dude, you fucking nailed him. Like, you hit his hand, the guy's like bleeding out. He's like, ah! And he dies.
My heart!
Like, you shoot him in the chest, like, direct. I've shot a guy, like, in the neck. And, like, he's still going. He'll have time to gun me down. I'm like, ah, fuck this game.
Stop missing.
Snipers are king of hardcore.
Yeah, dude. Like,
no spotting, and you got long.
Oh. Uh-oh. Did we lose Terry?
Crisis.
He was going out with a good story.
Yeah, you just cut out of nowhere. You had to think about it.
You give him the highest damaging weapon with no spotting.
And what?
With not again!
What?
Like, you keep coming out on the same spot. It's like,
you have spotting weapon, and that's it. And we're done. And
that's it. And yeah, we'll wrap.
Give him a big gun and no spotting. That's it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
The thing is, though, is that spotting does help us out a lot, you know. But yeah, no. If I see you, I can get. I can.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
It's your verbal. It's your like hey, it's
building. We're sitting in the bush, and then there you go.
Unless you're really verbal though, because like especially us, like we'd be like, remember that place you fucking blew your ass up to shit? So, like he's over there by that building. Like, oh yeah, I got him. Like you know, that's hardcore. Like, you need to actually like focus.
I'll never forget that.
Focus. The only giveaway snipers have in hardcore is the little flash on their scope.
Yeah.
That's only if you're having the high power scope. If you got like a 4x or something, you're invisible.
Yeah, I'm good. That's me.
Yeah, that 12x glares like a motherfucker. They find you.
Do it anyway.
Like, here I am.
I'm so glad spotter scope is gone.
That was stupid. Ah,
so gay. You just look like this. Like, stare away from your screen and you'll like mark every target.
Look at
there
you.
There's one.
All you had to do literally was just like go to a really high building, turn like and face the battlefield, and it would just go boop 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 boop. I was like, ah, oh, fuck this game, dude. Like, those
AFK and still help the team.
All right, we get it real quick, guys.
Spot assist. Thanks. Yeah, some shit.
The worst of it. For the sniper game. I like the sniper game in this one. It's nice.
Yeah, I like
it. It's very nice. Like, the bullet drop even better. Like,
I'm still trying to perfect that, and the fact that I keep switching weapons is not a good idea.
It's not hell yeah. That's why I got the, I did the SV, because it's like the one you start off with. And then I went to the F4, and now I'm like, I like it. And they were like, hey, try this one. And like, I tried, and it's just another, so you have to get your sweet spots where the shots are supposed to hit, and some of the guns work. The bullet drops are different. That's, I don't know. It's too complex. You have to stick with one.
You sure?
Yeah, that's why I like my SV98. It was my favorite in Bad Company 2, and coming into this one, it's really good.
I don't even know what I used in Bad Company 2. I think I was using the
first one.
It was close. No, it wasn't.
The M24?
I think it was the M24, because I remember people used to be like, oh, use the Gold. That shit's awesome. And I was like, eh.
It was okay.
Gold was pretty.
I used the first one in Bad Company 2.
I used the Gold for a while. I used the M95 for a long time. And then I used the
I was all about the M95.
Yeah.
I didn't use it conventionally.
I didn't like the slow reload on it. Like, the SV98 was the good mixture of power, accuracy, clip size, and reload speed. Like, everything was really well-rounded. So being on the ground with that shit, you're good.
Yes. Real good.
Real good. Too good, in fact.
Well, too good. Too secure.
How are we feeling about close quarters?
I'm feeling like the SV98's coming out.
I'm feeling like it's going to be an intense-ass experience.
My rat. Baghetto was like, shotguns only, and I'm like, nope.
I was going to say, like, those are going to be shotgun maps for sure.
They are, for sure.
I was watching that video yesterday. Just everything just getting chipped away and ripped apart.
Yeah.
It's going to be scary. There's going to be a lot of screaming.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly what's going to happen.
And the Spaz 12 is coming back.
Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. That?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
The Spaz is a great gun. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I like shotguns in general.
Well, no, I probably would switch to the Spaz because the 870, it's not doing it for me anymore. I don't know what.
870 is amazing still. Oh, 870, yeah. I think 870 is still king.
I don't know. Like, for some shots haven't been going in right. I'm like, why? Why are you betraying me, buddy?
If I could turn this into a recon thing again, the Spaz is like the 50 cal, and the 870 is like the SV98.
it's like my buddy.
It's like you can't. It's a great gun. It's been with you forever, but that 50 cal is pretty awesome.
It's looking pretty good right now.
It's looking pretty sexy. Yeah. So they're both great.
Spaz might be a good transition. I'm gonna look. I mean, we'll see. Because I am not using that fucking those auto shotties.
What's about the AUG being in there?
It's gonna be in there.
The AUG.
Oh, really? What kit though?
I think it's assault.
Recon.
Recon. We're
recon
gonna have
an assault rifle.
What? We don't have one.
Very good reason.
Why are you guys laughing?
I've seen enough snipers with a PP 2000 as it is, dude. So
it's all about that ump.
That PP.
They're holding their PPs out and trying to go in there and shooting everybody.
What I miss? I miss the XM8, dude. That was the only weapon I used in assault.
That was the long range one to use. Like, the XM8 did shit.
Alex, all the bricks of it were. I love that. Especially if you're an engineer.
XM8 was just. It got shit done, dude.
If the AUG's coming back, that's going to be one to use. Because any game I've played, it's been a good gun to me. On that.
And the other SCAR is coming back, too. So now we're going to have both of them.
We don't need another SCAR. SCAR's already pretty crazy.
Well, I think this SCAR is going to be for assault.
Oh, really?
Because it's the heavy SCAR. The SCAR that's in there now is the SCAR L, which is for
our engineer.
Since it's a submachine gun or some shit, the SCAR Heavy is an assault rifle.
Interesting. I'm just comfortable. I had to switch my main gun since they messed with the FAMAS. I went back to the AK, which is amazing.
I've been using the AN-94.
Yeah, I tried that out. It was pretty good. I just need to train myself to remember it's not automatic. I'll run up to somebody and be like, wait, no.
Yeah, see, it's good for me because I freak out when I see someone coming at me and I'm like, I start mashing
everything else.
You weren't there that time in the tunnel. You weren't there to save my life. It was me and Ryan in a tunnel in Davaman, and they kept coming from both sides. It was just me and Ryan. We're hiding out. You know how it's got like a little, like, a hole that you can duck into in the tunnel?
Yeah.
Sort of, in the wall?
Yeah.
We were there, and they kept coming from both sides, and Ryan kept dying, and I had to keep reviving him in those few precious seconds I had. Because they just kept coming. I was screaming the whole time. And Ryan, since he kept dying, he didn't know what was going on. So he's like, what? What is it?
Tuttle's dead.
Good stuff.
We yeah. like this game.
Yeah, we've been talking about this entire time.
This is the Battlefield podcast.
This is what happens when we get two new servers and you're like, all right, we gotta...
It'll be titled Battlecast.
It seems like all I've been seeing in the chat, since I don't really play my Xbox much, you guys are playing, Mass Effect. You guys doing gold runs and stuff now, and like it's nothing. And Whitey's been stuck doing it because he can't play Battlefield, so...
Yep. When are you going to get the disc, you know, to
change that? Replacement disc.
You know, it's for
hey, you're just jealous because I'm doing them gold runs, getting that gold.
I gotta fucking...
That's actually part of the N7 weekend, too. We gotta do gold runs.
You both can't talk at the same time, goddammit.
Can!
No, yep.
Okay, yep. Continue, Whitey, N7 weekend?
That, like, N7 weekend is, you gotta kill like a million phantoms, and you got the squad one.
What?
It's you gotta.
Yeah, not, kill like, a million phantoms by yourself.
The community is. For individually, you just gotta extract on a gold run, and I can do that for you.
Get that down.
We got that.
I just thousand in Mass Effect 3.
I would have, but.
I don't even care anymore.
you were there for my little bitch rant.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck?
I was like, God, shut up.
So, are you going to buy the game, Whitey, or are you just going to hang on to it forever from gameplay?
Mass Effect?
Yeah.
No, I kept it. I had some coupons.
Oh, so you bought it?
Yeah. Like 30 cool. bucks.
Nice.
That's not bad for a brand new game.
Yeah.
Especially when it's as popular as Mass Effect.
All right. You know what else is a popular game?
Your butt.
Freeze tag.
Yeah, you got it. Butt freeze tag.
Butt tag.
Can only freeze him if you touch the butt.
And you can only unfreeze him if you slap the butt.
Yeah. Ooh. You gotta grab it. You gotta hold on to it. Three seconds.
Gotcha. 3 seconds. I'm warming you up.
You gotta sit there and rub it.
You can let go now.
Woo! Back in the game! Oh no, I'm frozen again.
Oops.
Oopsie poopsie.
Now someone's gotta rub my butt. Who wants to come thaw me out?
I was gonna say I usually shoot many robots.
Shoot many robots.
Still a fun game. We gotta get Alex up and going. You gotta get to 50. So does Alex. And we gotta get you both geared and ready for the insane runs because me and Whitey are good to go. We're ready to start rolling on that. But we do still have an extra copy of Shoot Many Robots. Robots and...
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I've gotten enough fucking boner pills.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Actually, yeah, you want to regale us with that since last podcast we talked about that.
All right, so the first one I got, I'm like, what the fuck is this? I said, is this like a goddamn spam bot? I mean, I appreciate the extra post, but what the fuck? And then the next guy, boner pills. I'm like, okay. Well then, this is weird. And then the next one was like, hey, E-Play, get boner pills, do it. I was like,
hey, get boner pills.
And then like the next one was like, get boner pills. It'll make your dick hard as rocks. And I was like, this is not the kind of site that I thought it would be.
It's looking pretty good.
I thought it was like some like random, like, you know, like they name random shit. Like it'll be like a cool gaming site, but like they give it the most strangest name possible. And then I was like, I went to it. I'm like, boner pills up. That's a pill for dick pills. All right. Okay. And then it got worse and worse. And then like it started going to like people actually hinting me and helping me out, going, as recommended by Potato, go to boner pills. And then like it was like one night I'm just like, dude, what the? I was like, Gary, what the fuck? There's a goddamn boner pills. And he was just like, dude, you know, he's like, oh, that's the podcast. I'm like, oh, I got to go do that? Oh, I'll find out later.
Oh, I have to listen to that.
I was like, I didn't run that. It was just like, I was like, I have to listen to it, and like, I feel like I want to respond, but you're not really there. But he's like, where would you guys talk about it? And that's when I found out. And I was like, I feel like you literally sat there, and like, you had like this face that like popped on you, and you were just like,
Jose.
Let's it was. Fuck with him. Like, I feel like it was just perfect moment of like, yes.
It was great. It just kind of is like, all right, you know, no, let's just fuck with him. Because I was trying to think of a way of giving out that game, and we just got done talking about BonerBills.com. They're like, you know what, let's, okay, first one, just no, because we can't do it that way. I was trying to think of a way that people could do it, but then I was just like, right, just, you know what, we'll just spam Jose, and we'll do something next week.
I honestly, I'm having a good laugh with them, because some of them are getting creative. Like, they're getting, like, some guy's like, go to Boner Tools, and the guy was like, hey, hey. You know what you need? Go to Boca. This is up. This is up. Some of them were good, like, and the other ones were just like, hey, Boca Pills. I'm just like, come on, put some effort into it. Nah. There was one that made me laugh, dude. I was like, dude, this guy needs to win, because, like, that shit was funny. But, like, some of them were just like, go to Boca Pills. Yeah.
Maybe we should have done it that way, the one that made Jose laugh the most.
There was one that, like, dude, I fucking, I was like, I was at work, and I'm looking, and just, I was like, ah! Motherfucker. But, I mean, if they're going to still go on, I mean, if you want to continue. I already know, I can probably look back at which one's the one that made me laugh the most.
No, we're going to do something a little bit more creative.
So we're still going. I'm still going to get posted with boner
pills? No, no, no. You're done. Everybody, you guys can cease the boner pills.
Cease the boner pills.
Do it anyway.
Come do it either way.
You could do that at Whitey, and that's at I Need Glitch to Win on Twitter.
You're really mad you didn't get the game. So, like, go to boner pills.
And, anyways, what we're going to do is basically just do a little drawing contest, if you will. And not so much contest as whatever one we like most. So it could be one that's just horrible, or it could be one that's really good. It doesn't matter. But we want to see you guys draw us as robots. So you can submit that wherever you want. Submit it through Twitter or post it on my Facebook. Paste it on Team Mongoose Facebook. Fucking anywhere. You can do it on forums. But the fan pages are probably going to be the best ways to do it. Everybody fucking has Facebook anyways. You got Facebook. Don't act like you don't. You got Facebook.
I don't.
You got it.
We all check that.
Whitey has it, but he doesn't.
No, I don't.
Actually, Whitey does not.
Yeah, I know he doesn't. But, just anywhere that you guys can possibly, you know, submit it or whatever. The fan pages are the best way. Twitter is also a good way. But Facebook is best because sometimes Twitter makes them really small. But just us right here, Whitey, Jose, Alex, Terry, and I. Draw us as robots, and then there you go. Take our Minecraft skins or just wherever you think – whatever you think we look like. If you have no idea what we look like, then just do it the way you think we sound. I think that would be pretty interesting.
You drawing. What you imagine we look like?
I'm black.
Check the comics on the website.
I don't know if you don't know that I am –
He is
black.
Very black.
Yeah.
Like Wesley Snipes black.
Don't scare people off now.
I want people to like me. I don't have the talent to do Destruction Man 2, all right? I need people to like me. But on that wonderful note, we got to end this. Okay, we got a good amount of this. I want to get this out. I got a lot of things I got to do. But go ahead, go do that. And whoever we choose, make sure you have Steam, too. If you don't, how am I going to get
it? Yeah, this kind of doesn't work if you don't have Steam.
Yeah, and then I'll just send it via your email, your Steam email. We're done deal.
Just check the comics on the website for reference to what we look like.
Yeah, you can do it that way. Or
speaking of which, the one I'm working on, we could probably post up there, too. Since it's me and Terry.
Yeah, why not?
So there'll be whatever. A new comic for everyone to look at.
I got a tablet coming. Maybe I'll start doing comics since Terry's not doing it.
Well, I'm doing one, so maybe that'll give Terry some inspiration.
Terry will look at that and this is the best thing ever.
That evil eye.
You guys think it's so goddamn
it's not. Talking shit on my own goddamn comics.
Been working on this one for like 2 days.
Oh, there you go.
That's funny.
Yeah, we're all very busy people. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast. We'll see you next week for episode 51.